Hoyer turns, gives Crowell, bangs his way to the goal line. Touchdown! They call a touchdown.
Number five for the Crow.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
OBM, Ohio Business Machines and Sharp Copiers. When it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for our team is unconditional. So is the loyalty that OBM provides to its customers with OBM's exclusive no-risk guarantee and 7-year security blanket. Teamed with OBM's designation as the only Sharp Platinum level service provider in town, so OBM can tackle any of your copier problems and you'll never scramble to keep your office running. Now the preferred document services provider of the Cleveland Browns, visit OhioBusinessMachines.com today or call 216-485-2000. We're going back to the phone lines, 216-578-0850 here on CBD. We've got Dave in Avon. Dave, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, man.
You know, I'm believing the team's a good team. They're a good football team. I think Brian Hoyer's playing wonderful. I don't think you could really ask for, you know, because he's not a Brady or one of these guys. But, man, he's playing well, and they're winning. And I think they're coming together as a team more. I think that helps. And you know what? Every year there's a, you know, in a national perspective, since you just had Jason on, I mean, every year, like last year, I think people were maybe saying the same thing about the Chiefs. You know, oh, they're 9-0. Would they finish 11-5? But, you know, are they going to be contenders deep into the playoffs? And maybe people are just looking at the Browns as that now because, I mean, I'm a fan, but I am a realist, and if you look at it, the whole division, and I don't want to put a damper on things, but they are playing the two worst other divisions in the NFL.
It's true.
AFC, NFC South. They are horrible. So, look, are they a good team? Yes. But, I mean, do I think they're going to be in the championship game? Well, I don't know. But, hey, you know what? You sit back, you watch. Why would anybody be, like, upset? I mean, how many years did you go through, you know, where these games meant nothing already in the season?
That's what I'm saying. And it's all about incremental steps and getting where you want to be. And this is a Browns team that's taking that step and, I believe, laying the foundation to be the kind of team that's going to be in this discussion more often, year after year, as opposed to just this kind of being like a one-and-done appearance in the discussion.
Sure. And part of that foundation is how to win football games. How to win football games is something they don't really know how to do well in the past 5 years,
they
7 years,
not.
10
That's
years,
sure.
Right? And then also, too, we talk about when the games we're supposed to win. So, okay, let's time after time, if this is a down schedule for us, you know,
take advantage
if
of.
We're truly taking those steps and building that foundation, as you just mentioned, then let's go win 10 games, you know, and surprise everybody. And he did say, he made a point, and that's what kind of stood out to me, is he goes, and I'm a fan, but I'm a realist. I go, okay, then you're living in the now, and this team is making you as a fan extremely happy, and is a real scenario that we are in first place, and it is a real conversation that Nathan and I are having, that this team projects extremely well to make the playoffs.
Exactly. That's what we're all hoping for. Howard in North Royalton, welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Good afternoon and good interview, prior interview, good interview.
Thank you.
Hey, real quick, I was listening to Riz this morning, and I really don't get it. I mean, if we took this back to, you know, August and said, hey, you know, the Browns could be 6-3 and leading the division, would you take it? Absolutely.
Of course.
I mean, it's crazy. And then, again, listening to the guys this morning, everyone's talking Manziel. Well, you know what? Right now, it's working better than it has been. Is it perfect? No. But I would look at, you know, just for comparison, I would look at Hoyer's quarterback rating, and I'm not, you know, 100% guy on a quarterback rating, but just to ping it and say, okay, how's he ranked to the rest of the quarterbacks in lead? Right now, he's got a 6-3 record. That's one good thing. If you look at his turnover ratio, it's very good. You know what? Let's ride it out. Let's get better. You know what? Everyone thinks Johnny's sitting at the sidelines doing nothing. Not really. He's learning. He's taking notes. He's learning. He's never been in the NFL before. What a better place to be to learn and absorb like a sponge to see what the heck's going on. And everyone's just, like I said, off the hook on this Manziel crap and where the Browns are today. It drives me crazy.
Listen, I don't think anybody in there, I don't know that there's anybody who could honestly say they felt that when this season started at this juncture of the season that the Browns were going to be 6-3 atop the AFC North. I don't really think that was on the radar, Matt, as a possibility for this team at this point.
Not at all. And I make reference to it, and again, whoever it was, I don't even know or care, but it was, I don't think I've heard one person project us higher than maybe 6-10 early on.
Yeah.
You know? And here we are, 9 games in with those 6 wins, and after the win that we just accomplished on Thursday night is, and based on our projection and forecast, looking at the remainder schedule, there's a lot of wins, you know, on this football schedule that are left for the Cleveland Browns to go out and take. And even when he just said the word Johnny Manziel and that someone on radio was talking about it is about the most irrelevant topic in the city of Cleveland right now with the status of the Cleveland Browns.
No question. It's not even a discussion. It's not. It's irrelevant. As you said, it's Brian. That's all that even needs to be said. It's not even a discussion, and Johnny's happy with the way things are happening. It's all working out as it should. Let's go to Stan in Brooklyn now. Stan, welcome to the show.
Oh, boy, I tell you what, I went to Mass yesterday morning, and my prayers were answered. Pittsburgh lost.
That's right. Pittsburgh lost to the Jets there in New York yesterday, and the Browns, as we've noted, for the first time in 19 years, find themselves atop this AFC North.
I really wanted to go back to that 19 years ago.
Uh-huh.
That was after 5 games.
That's right. It was not this deep
in
the season.
Look, and then we finished out 5-11. For anybody to make that reference, I don't like it.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
So what do you want us to say? It's the first time since when?
Well, you know, but the thing of it is that we went 5-11. That was after 5 games. We already played 9 games there. You get my point?
I get it. I'm just saying, after 4 games, it's the first time that they have been in this position in 19 years. Just a fact. We don't have to like it.
You know, the other thing is, and I know this is not professional football what I saw of Ohio State the other day, they could have beat any team in the SEC easily.
Preach to them. I agree.
It was a glorious day. Glorious day for football in the state of Ohio. Let's go now to Come All in Akron. Come on, welcome to CBD.
What's going on, man?
How you doing?
I think the biggest deal this year is Whitner and Hoyer. You got 2 homegrown Cleveland boys that are lighting a spark in that locker room.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And before that, there was nobody there. Nobody knew Cleveland Browns football. These guys are playing for a paycheck. Now these guys are lighting a fire under their ass and letting them know, listen, this is our team. This is our home. You either gonna play right or don't play, and they're making the plays that everybody's following. And I think that's the biggest turnaround this year in Browns.
I think that's very true, and I know from the players, Dante Whitner gave a speech about Cleveland and growing up here and what this game meant to Cleveland and what this game meant to him. That really rallied the troops, so to speak, and was a big part of what happened on Thursday night. And I think having that perspective. Did you ever have anybody who was, you know, from San Diego on the Chargers? Was
No.
there ever anything like that? That's
exactly the point that I was trying to make, and I think that's very special, especially not even Dante. You're talking about the starting strong safety. There may be players that are, again, cornerbacks or safeties that might be playing for the team in or around the city they grew up in. But I think what's very even more so unique is the quarterback position. You know, there's only, you know, Brian Hoyer is one of 32 starting quarterbacks in the National Football League. And you talk about the Mr. Hero commercials, and you talk about, you know, his comments each and every week, or also too his comments going into the season about his dream and growing up watching the Cleveland Browns. That in itself is a story, you know, unlike any other in the National Football League, and for him to be playing at the level he is.
That's
and
awesome.
And then again, Dante, you know, coming back to Cleveland and closing his career and being able to, you know, end it, you know, with a great cap of success, and he will fade off in the distance as a Brown. And these teams, a lot like the callers calling and saying Warfield and Jim Brown, this team has an opportunity to be very special, and this regime, Farmer on down, Haslam on down, is starting off like gangbusters.
They certainly are, and it is fun to see. When we come back, we're going to get to the round table here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Gerard Cherry, Kevin Jones join Matt and I in the Blue Point Grill Roundtable. It's coming up next, right after this.
times are rough.